Sally Beamish is our last composer on this One Plus Piano program. She was born in London in 1956. She started writing music at an early age. She studied viola at the Royal Northern College of Music and worked as a violist with the London Sinfonietta and other leading British ensembles. It was not until 1989, after the theft of her viola, that she finally decided to devote herself to writing music. She received an Arts Council composer's bursary and moved to Scotland. Since then, she has received a steady stream of commissions. I'll read you what Miss Beamish has written about the piece we'll be listening to, Bridging the Day, for cello and piano. I had a phone call in 1996 from a Dr. Jerry Mattock asking me if I would write a piece for his 70th birthday celebrations. He wanted it to be inspired by the environs of Brook Cottage, the home he shares at weekends with Beryl Calver-Jones, and he later invited me to spend a summer weekend there with my family to get the feel of the place. The very first thing that struck me on arrival was the little bridge across the brook, of an unusual shape and unexpectedly covered with a fine carpet of turf. I was surprised and impressed to learn that Jerry had designed the bridge himself. On closer inspection, I discovered a sundial set into the center of the parapet. Jerry had described the beauty of the passage of sunlight across the valley in which Brook Cottage lies. The little bridge and its sundial seemed to provide a sort of fulcrum for this passage. Bridging the Day reflects the different aspects of light, beginning with its sudden appearance over the brow of the steep hill to the east of the cottage and its bright shimmer through the forest leaves, then the golden light of the afternoon falling on the brook itself, and sundown on the opposite side of the valley. The resident heron also makes an appearance with its curious rhythmic gait and graceful ascent and flight. This piece for cello and piano, written as a tribute to a new friend and as a celebration of his boundless enthusiasm and energy, marked the beginning of a happy association with Jerry and Beryl, who have commissioned three more works from me and remain an important and lasting inspiration in my work. Now, Sally Beamish's Bridging the Day. The composer performs it with her husband, the cellist Robert Irvine.